goes right back to our rifle caliber arguments, right? Like, shoot what you shoot well, put, you know, shoot what you can put the round where it's supposed to go, and I think handguns are way more susceptible to variables than rifles. I mean, it's a lot easier to eat recoil on a rifle than it is a snappy subcompact 40 cal pistol.
Yeah, and you have always got the, like, 3 points of contact, you know, the recoil pad and the rifle's in your shoulder, and you got your right hand, if you're right-handed, around the, you know, for the trigger, to grab for the trigger, and the left hand's up on the stock, you know, further down the barrel kind of thing, where with the handgun, the tiniest little movement of your wrist, and it's all over the place. With, there's an awful lot of comparisons on YouTube there, you know, 9mm, 40, 45s, just anything and everything. 10mm, they got some 10mm. I was looking into the 10mm, and the guys were saying that everybody gets it because it's a way more powerful round. It's the big brother of the 40 kind of thing. But apparently the OEMs, and the ammo manufacturers are loading it down because lawyers get involved in a lot of what goes on with ammo and stuff. And they've been loading it down, so it's just barely more powerful than the 40. So it's just kind of weird. There's a lot of weird stuff going on.